Just another dry spell, men said at first. Farmers watched their cotton make an early bloom and its stunted top, produce a few half-hearted bolls, and then wither. Men grumbled, but you learned to live with the dry spells if you stayed in West Texas. There were more dry spells than wet ones. This is Sierra Ware, and you're listening to Farming on Mars. Hey guys, this is Sierra Ware. It's been a little crazy lately with finals and holidays and snow and everything else, but I hope y'all have all had a good last few weeks. This episode of Farming on Mars is going to be a little bit different because I want to kind of talk about what it is, why I even wanted to start it, and a little bit of background information on me. I grew up on a cotton farm in Crosby County, which is just to the east of Lubbock County. And in this area right here, it's pretty much 100% cotton production. You know, anywhere north of Plainview, it's more mixed, and then higher up in the panhandle, it's primarily corn. But right around here, it's all cotton. It's actually the largest contiguous cotton growing region in the world, so we literally live in the world's largest cotton patch, which is pretty cool, to be honest. I'm currently a senior at Texas Tech University, where I'm studying plant and soil science. So anything related to agronomy, and especially cotton production, is definitely my passion. One of my favorite things about getting to do this podcast is the intersection between history and farming. I really love learning more about the history of farming, especially where I'm from, and how far it's come since, you know, the 1920s. And all the things that have changed since then, especially in terms of irrigation and tillage. So I want to keep interviewing people about that and just keep learning as much as I can. If you're not quite as familiar with the South Plains region, it basically rests on a huge plateau called the Llano Estacado, or the Caprock. And on top of the cap, it's really, really flat and essentially treeless for the most part. So, in my opinion, it's a really cool place to have grown up around farming because you can just see for miles and miles all around you. It's just farmland. And I think that's different than a lot of other places if you go anywhere outside the middle of the country and you have to, you know, farm around trees or whatever else. So I think it's pretty cool. Another thing that's kind of shaped the land out here is it didn't really start getting settled until about between 1910 and 1930. Our family came out here about 1920. So in a lot of ways, this is the last place in the country to be settled. And a lot of that had to do with the thought back then, which was this land was simply uninhabitable. It also had to do with the fact that a lot of the larger ranches were subdivided between those years, so it kind of finally became possible for farmers from further east to move out here and start farming. I love talking to people about what they do and then why they have the passion to get out and do what they do day in and day out. I really love learning new things, and I think you can learn something new from every person you talk to, and I have definitely done that through this podcast. The people that I've interviewed through this podcast have been some of the smartest, most dedicated people that I've ever met, and they have some of the best stories I've ever heard, for sure. Oh, just quick side note, speaking of stories, if y'all haven't heard the podcast episode with James Santucci, you need to go look it up right now. Well, not right now, we're not done with the episode, but look it up after this. He is one of the best storytellers I've ever heard, but he's also one of the smartest people I've ever talked to. Anything mechanical related, he can fix it. He knows all about it. He can invent you something. Oh my gosh, he had so many good stories. So go look that up after this episode. But just hearing the passion, the way people talk about it, the last episode, Cassidy Reinhart was talking about how cotton is so unlike another crop. And that is so true. Whenever you hear people talk about cotton, it's definitely a little bit different than when you hear people talk about corn or soybeans. It's almost like you have a spiritual connection in a way to this crop. And I think that's really cool to be in an industry like that. We always hear that term in the ag industry, advocate for agriculture. We hear it so much that I think we begin to lose sight of what it even means. So in a lot of ways, this is my way of advocating for agronomy and especially for West Texas and the cotton industry. and why it's important to me. I want people who are not as familiar with cotton farming to really understand why people are so passionate about it and why they make it their livelihood, especially in the days of, you know, social media and just little sound bites that you hear, or even when you read an article in a farm press or in just a non-ag newspaper, you get these little snippets, these little, you know, two paragraph or a lot of times even less snippets from farmers or other people in the ag industry about what they think. My dad jokes that some of my episodes sound like, you know, a mini series because some of them are pretty long, but I think that is so beneficial because I want to hear someone's life story and I want to get into the nitty gritty about what they do and why they love it. So that's what this podcast is all about. It's about conversations and understanding why people do the things that they do and why they're passionate about those things. In a lot of ways, it's just a podcast about people. So at the end of the day, if you're not in the ag industry or if you don't know as much about cotton farming, I really hope that you just enjoy learning about other people's perspectives and getting to know a little bit more about the people out here in West Texas and why they love cotton so much. So before I end this episode, I want to leave y'all with another quote. They complain that the plains are flat and bare. Naturally, that is the beauty of them. The scarcity of landmarks, the scale and sweep of the high plains are what makes their sublimity. And I think that is just perfect. I really appreciate y'all listening, as always, and I hope you check back again next week for another great episode about the people of the plains. I don't know the answers, but the question